Hello everyone, it's Yana here, Wardrain Twin, on the 13th of June. I'm walking up to school for the second time today. Yes, forgot Amelia's lunch. They've got a sports thing this afternoon, so I had to go back and drop that off. It's already been quite busy this morning, not just because of that, but also when we started walking down, I just saw the lady who lives a couple of doors down from us, and she's got two small children. One is so small, she carries her, asking someone who had parked up the entire pavement whether they could move the car so that she doesn't have to take the kids in the road. And then this woman looked back, saw us coming. They still looked really, really grumpy. I mean, she did repark. But then the joke was, she then went and got out her own child, about sort of nursery age, I would guess. And she's like, I can't believe this. So she's got a child, so I would have thought her to be a little bit more considerate in the first place, but at least sympathetic when it gets pointed out to her that other people are having to take their children in the road because of her. Unbelievable. So anyway, I hope she remembers for next time. And I guess this is the one thing that is not so great about walking down here. There are no roads to cross as such. But for Amelia going by herself, what happens if the pavement is completely parked up? She'll have to go around that car and she'll have to go in the road. So I'll have to teach her how to do that for when it happens, because I'm sure it will. People are just incredibly inconsiderate and just don't really think past their own wing mirrors. And the cars do come down quite fast. There's quite a few places around here now that have got one of those fancy signs that tells you what speed you're doing. We haven't. And also I noticed when we came from that direction that as you come in from the woods, the 30 sign is rather behind a big tree. So it's not that easy to see at all. So people, I don't think they slow down until they get to a very narrow bridge and they kind of have to. So fast cars and people parking up the pavement, which is only on one side. So not great, is it? So, yeah. Anyway, so we'll see how that goes. I mean, I've had this problem for years and years and years. My children are the oldest along this road, but there's quite a few families walking down to school from here now, so it's definitely worth saying something. Right, otherwise, kids were absolutely knackered this morning. Both of them didn't want to get up, which is rare, that they both sleep in, but they had a very busy weekend, so we had our usual Saturday morning activities. And then we went up to Ashridge to help a friend celebrate his birthday. I didn't know you could do that, but there was a silent disco, which was cool. So everybody gets a headset. Unless there are trees in the way, then it got a bit crackly. But actually they worked for quite a long distance. And there was a kids' channel and an adult channel. Even though I must admit the adult channel kept playing music that I don't tend to listen to. So I ended up listening to the kids' channel a lot, which was cool because then I could at least nod my head in unison with the kids and they played things like Uptown Funk. So that was fine. And we played lots of games. I think it was my first game of badminton in absolutely years, which was fun, even though my arm hurts in funny places today. But it was just so much fun. It was a perfect afternoon for doing it. It wasn't too hot, not too cold. There was a threat of rain, never happened. And it was just fantastic. It was really nice, really, really nice. And then on Sunday we had another busy day. catching up with friends. And again, you know, walking to town for some lunch and then going into the next town for the pudding. So yeah, and the kids ended up running around a little pond in a park there. They had some fish in, and they were also collecting rubbish out, which was very environmentally friendly of them. But they ended up absolutely exhausted, all of them. I mean, we could tell with ours. I mean, well, first of all, they were very quiet in the car when we drove back. But also, yeah, ours were just very emotional and very irrational, which I haven't seen in ages. They used to do that sort of thing a lot when they were very little, but they seem to have grown out of it. But yes, they must have been so tired. It's sort of, you know, they just spend a lot of time crying. So they were definitely tired, but we had a great time. So it was really nice. But yeah, I can see why they had to sleep in this morning. We didn't want to get up either, but hey, it's Monday, so what can you do? Anyway, so yeah, after a great weekend, so another busy week ahead of us. Yeah, I've got a slightly shorter day today because I'm driving up and collecting, well, at least Amelia, possibly more children from this sports thing and taking them back to school. So we'll see how that goes. But that means I better get on with things on my list now. Anyway, thank you for listening. I'll speak to you again tomorrow. It's no big surprise, unless I forget. I'll just have to try not to, won't I? Have a good week, everyone. Bye for now.